Grandpa's, he started having mint in the late 40s. My first crop was 1950.
Why did they come here?
They thought they had to raise mint on muck soils, okay? And this up here was all virgin muck soil, which would raise mint real good.
What is muck considered?
Well, it's a non-decayed, it's a humus.
Oh, okay.
It's like our muck is made up of decayed trees. Only there was a lot of trees. We had lots of stumps and stuff in our muck. So they don't, another thing, when they digging mint roots on the muck, they could dig it real nice, see? Muck was real, I'd have to take you out and show you some muck, I don't know. And that's the reason we come up here, because we thought we had to have muck soils to raise peppermint. And that's how it all started.
Right.
You got your pictures in here yet?
Yeah.
You got that one of us hoeing.
Let me see.
Yeah, I want to show Rosemary. It's not, it's kind of like, all the ones kind of risque, but we took our shirts
Let's
off.
Let's see. Let's see here. Malcolm wants to see.
Here's Jeanette and Kathleen. We were goofing off. We were hoeing and trying to get a tan. Oh, I don't know if I want to show you. Look at this.
I will.
Do you believe that? I'm shy.
Look at Margaret peeking around the corner.
I'll show. I don't know why we... Mom, let us take those pictures. I don't know.
All right, this is the way they used to load it when it wasn't chopped. See, they picked it up and it went down in there, and you had to stomp it down. Then they had wheels in there. They had two wheels, one at the bottom. They put it on the bottom, and they put loose hay on it, get it half full, and they put another wheel in. Then they pack it down, but you had to sit in there. And there was steam coming up from the bottom all the time. So you got a good whiff of it before you got done.
Oh, wow.
That's it. See that? There's a wheel under there. And they were just riding it up. It come out of the tub.
Okay.
See, there's the tub in the ground. And they just come up. Harold had that. Some of them had different kinds of hoists. But Harold could use an electric one. I remember that hoist. Now, we had, later, of course, we had wagons and bigger tubs and bigger boilers and, you know, we processed a lot more mint at the end here. We had about 500 acres when we quit growing it.
Wow.
But these were some of the first portable ones that were. They just took the old tub, built a frame for it, and used it. Yeah, see the cover here?
Yeah.
Now look at up there on old things, rickety ladder. You think OSHA would appreciate it?
Look how little he is compared to that big. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. The oil comes to the top and the water settles to the bottom. That's how we separate it. It's a real simple outfit. It's just like ordinary oil on water. It floats, but, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
But this got a little pipe on it, and the water, it comes out the bottom. So the water continually goes off, and the oil keeps building up in the top. And when he gets enough of it, he stops the water from running, and it runs out this little spout here into a pail or a...
Is that what he's doing there?
Yeah, this is where he's drawing oil off. See it coming off? He's going into his pail. See him grinning? Because he's getting...
Yes.
Well, that's what he's doing right here.
Okay.
Here it is. See him dumping it?
Yeah.
But see, these were... The reason he used the round tub was this is what they used to have it in the ground. And so that, they thought, then the old wives' tale of the day was, if it was a square tank, you couldn't get all the oil out, see? you know, superstition. Well, he had to have a round tub. That's the reason. That's part of the reason. But anyhow, there's Grandpa and Grandma right
there.
So
did you help him before you got your farm here, or?
I helped him, yeah, in 1950, I helped him. But in 51, 52, I was in the service. And when I come back in 53, we started our own still, because it was getting too much for this old still.
Oh.
Time, you know, it meant it had to be done when it needed to be done. You couldn't put it off. We were pioneers.
Gosh, how long did it take to prep the land for all this?
We took at least 2 years to get it after we could farm it and get rid of the sods and stuff. Remember, we didn't have any chemicals to kill the grass or nothing.
Right.
Started. All that you see over there, we cleared. It was all like it was across the road there, all trees. We did a lot of work.
Yes, you did. Wow.
We were young and foolish.